Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike, I am still so impressed from seeing Joe Ryan starting yesterday for the Twins in their 3-0 win at Cleveland. He went 7 innings, just 1 hit, 4K. What do you think about what you've seen in 2 starts from him?
Oh, he's been outstanding. He's only given up 1 home run, and that's the only runs he's given up was a 3-run home run in his first game. And other than that, he pitched great. Then last night he went 7 innings and you know, near perfect game. He was perfect through 6 innings and then gave up the base hit to Rosario in the 7th. And he had 3 pitches working. He was confident. He was ahead. He seems like he believes in himself. I don't know this about him, but he had that Olympic experience. And I don't know if that helped catapult his confidence as well. Came over from Tampa, of course, in the trade for Nelson Cruz, and he was the key deal. And I was talking to Sean Aronson last night, who called his game for the St. Paul Saints when he was there for a short time. And he said, yeah, 17 strikeouts in 9 innings. That's not bad. So he was outstanding at AAA, earned his way to the top. And that's exactly what they need. They need to start looking at guys where you go, I can picture him in 2022 being one of our guys. And if, you know, the sample size is still small, of course, through 2 games. But, boy, he's got a persona about him, and he's got a presence about him, and he works well with the catcher, and he knows the outside part of the plate. He understands he can throw inside, but he's not afraid to throw to the black on the plate and gets ahead of hitters and all those things. So, so far, so good. As you know, the best pitching performance the Twins have had all season, and of course they had Mejia and Barrios for a lot of the season. So that says something about Joe Ryan.
Especially with the way the season has been going, it would feel really, really good for Twins fans to have that kind of exciting return for having to trade Nelson Cruz. So we'll see how he's able to wrap up this part of the season. Next question for you, Mike. I wanted to touch on Brian O'Neill's contract, and he's even being paid more than who I would say is one of the best right tackles in the game. What do you think about this contract and the size of it for him? $92 million, that right? 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years, $92 million. It was kind of a natural progression based on their salary cap, where he's at in the position, and then his body of work, of course, superseded it. Everybody knew they were going to get this deal done. You know, once they kind of the smoke cleared from training camp, and they assessed, you know, where they were at and what their salary cap was going to look like, it was almost written in what it would look like. It's a big number for a right tackle in particular. Left tackle protects the quarterback's blind side in general, and a right-handed quarterback, right tackle is many times not as important, but he's been their steadying force. And so you get that number gets really big, really quick in this day and age, because the salary cap dictates that a little bit. It tells you what you can spend, and then you're just putting in the pieces a number to the person. So it is a big contract. I don't know if the back end of it, how much of it's guaranteed. Certainly it sets him up for life if he just plays one season. But he's been really good for them on an offensive line that hasn't had a lot of consistency. He has been the consistent guy. He's been the one guy. Bradbury may be getting there right now. He seems to be able to assess and transition on defense. You know, how quickly can you read a defense? How quickly can you read the Mike linebacker, as they say? Bradbury seems like he's moving in that direction. So he could be the next one that starts climbing that ladder. But O'Neill has been solid and good. And you know, you don't hear a lot about him, but you know, there's not a lot to say about him. He's been done his job here since he got here, and probably been better than they expected.
Yeah, don't hear a lot from the offensive line, period. But you're right that they are clearly rewarding a position they think is important and a player performing well. Mike Maxwell, check in with you in an hour. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, coming up, traffic and weather together, and then another perspective about 9/11 as we look back on this 20th anniversary.